You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns at any time and everywhere. Nathan Zagura along with Vic Carucci. We're going to get back into Wild Card Weekend later on in the show, but with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com coming up in a little bit, we wanted to set the table talking about the coaching search for the Cleveland Browns. We know the team has spoken or reportedly spoke with Todd Bowles. Josh McDaniels confirmed today that he met with the team over the weekend on Saturday. Talked about that he's very, very happy with his current job, but interested, obviously. And right now, all he could say was that they've had the meeting, and that's pretty much that. That's where things stand right now. We know about the college coaches. James Franklin from Vanderbilt won his bowl game late last week. We know about Gus Malzahn playing in the national championship game tonight, the BCS national championship game tonight, the coach of Auburn. One of the other names from the college ranks that was on the list, and obviously there's Dan Quinn, the Seattle Seahawks defensive coordinator. And with that in mind, we will obviously be talking about that later on the show. We will have Bob Condotta, who covers the Seahawks out in Seattle. He will join us at 2 p.m. Eastern to talk a little bit about Dan Quinn. And finally, the other name that was on the list or had been rumored, Bob Stoops from Oklahoma. But, Vic, I know you have some news on that front.
Yeah, you can eliminate Bob Stoops from the discussion. From everything I'm told internally, that is not the case. And, look, there's some strategy behind everything here. I think a lot of people get that, but let me lay that out for you. The strategy being names that are reported and put out there, and from various sources. Agents representing these candidates are the primary sources of the information, of the interviews scheduled and how those things went on, or the team's interest in various people. And a lot of this is done, especially now that this is an extremely competitive situation. There are other teams looking for coaches, right? There are five openings now that you're dealing with in the league. So I think to a great degree, you have to be wary of hearing multiple names, because a lot of that is done to send another team sort of off in a bad direction regarding your interest and putting them maybe in a position where they're going to chase somebody else, or they're not going to know about your interest in a particular guy. Do we know every single coach for sure that the Browns have an interest in? And I'd say the answer is mostly yes, but I wouldn't rule out the possibility of a surprise unknown candidate. And by unknown, I mean one that has yet to be reported by the media. But I'm confident in what I hear from the inside here in Berea that Bob Stoops is not someone the Browns are going to be pursuing. The seven names that I have that have validity, at least based on reports, are Adam Gase from the Broncos, the offensive coordinator. He was, by all the information I have, the very first person the Browns wanted to pursue and were interested in, and I think even had the most interest in, but that could be debated back and forth. But he's a 35-year-old guy, a very progressive thinker, and this is what the Browns like in terms of his background. And their approach to this search in general is about fresh face, fresh ideas versus someone who has coached in the league versus, say, Lovie Smith, right? A guy that is a solid guy that you know has had success as a head coach, who's been a head coach, but going with the less obvious person with the idea of doing something dynamic. So Gase falls into that category, but right now he has decided that he didn't want to speak to the Browns or anybody, and the stated reason is that he's waiting for the Broncos season to be over. I don't know if that still means he'd be open to a discussion with the Browns or not, so I'm not putting anything on that. Josh McDaniels, you mentioned he confirmed that he's been interviewed by the Browns. That happened Saturday, the Patriots offensive coordinator, and I don't know to what extent he is a candidate for the Browns, but at least enough that they've done their due diligence to talk with him and see what he's all about. And you mentioned the other names, Dan Quinn, Todd Bowles, both having been interviewed, as well as McDaniels. And then tonight, Gus Malzahn with Auburn taking on Florida State, James Franklin, the Vanderbilt coach. Those are the names that I get are still sort of valid names, but the level of validity is the question here, Nathan. And I want to add one more thing, because a person tweeted this when he heard me at the outset of the show put a timetable to the search as best I know it right now. And the timetable I put out there was that this team would not do something at least through this week. that we wouldn't have a head coach named this week. And I'm not putting that in concrete. I'm just saying, to the best of my understanding, and always open to the possibility of change, but that we could figure this week there wouldn't be something. So a person heard that, a tweeter named Jacob, said, when you say the Brown search will go next week or beyond, all I can think is Coach McDaniels is a done deal. And I don't know that that's to be true at all, Jacob. I don't think that had anything to do with – I know it didn't have anything to do with what I said on the timetable. I will assure you that much. And I'm not positive on two things here, that the Browns would take it to the point of making the offer because of the presumptive connection with Michael Lombardi, and that they would go that route just because they get a Patriots connection with Lombardi.
Sure.
Or Belichick. Or two, that McDaniels wants the Browns. He may not want the Browns. And
right.
I've heard some buzz about that, too.
So you said, so the names, just so I'm sure that we're on the same page, there
yes.
are six right now or seven?
I'm sorry, I said six. I said seven and I meant six. The
six.
Seventh
okay.
had been Stoops. It is six.
Okay.
Minus Stoops, as I know of right now. Yes.
What have you heard, if anything? There are two names that I would throw out there just to be, you know, kind of on the Nathan Zagura thought process.
Sure.
Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers. I think very smart guy, absolutely deserving of a head coaching job. Is he? Have you heard anything about him, number one? Number two, Mike Zimmer, the defensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals.
No and no. Not gotten any sense that they're on the Browns' radar. Now, could they be those non-radar guys that no one's reported on? And I say that's possible, but the way the agents have been working on behalf of these coaches, as aggressive as they've been to get the word out there, it would behoove both of those guys, you just mentioned Roman and Zimmer, to let people know that they're being pursued by the Browns, that another NFL team is pursuing them for a head coaching job, if in fact they're on anyone else's radar. And I think the fact that we've heard nothing about them through this point, as we sit here on January 6th, is probably an indication that they're not in the mix for now. But I wouldn't rule out fallback plans or whatever you want to call it. I don't think the Browns are positioning this necessarily to say, if we don't get guy X, we've got to have these other backup ideas. I think they're viewing all of the candidates these six, if we can say it's this list of six and that's the whole list.
Sure.
That they're viewing them all with the same eye of dynamic, difference-making, person who can get you to a Super Bowl versus with innovative ideas, with just a strong leadership, smart people, all of those elements, versus just saying we're going to go with this guy who's, say, been a head coach. And I keep using, and I don't want to make this a bash on Lovie Smith. I'm a big fan of Lovie Smith. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did a very wise thing in hiring a very stable, solid guy to replace Greg Schiano, just as a for instance here. And so I don't know that – I mean, I sense that that's the difference, that they weren't going to go that safer route. There was never any interest in Smith that I knew of here for that very reason, that you kind of know what he is. And I don't know if you can equate it to the veteran backup quarterback that you bring in. You know what he can do, but he's not going to be your star.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's very interesting to see how it plays out. What I don't know, maybe just – my 49ers, and we talked about what they did last night. Greg Roman seems to me to be a guy, though, that would, in fact, fit the mold of what they're looking for. Are you surprised that he hasn't been a name that we've heard anything about?
A little bit. I like Roman, too. And I think he's done – just the work he's done with Colin Kaepernick on that team has been amazing and sure should warrant his getting a good look-see. Just haven't heard a whole lot about that. And I think – and I won't go as far as to say I know why he isn't necessarily getting a lot of play, but a lot of it is based on, does he have that power of authority? Does he have the leadership thing? Is he a true leader of men? Does he have that magical it quality? And I think that's part of what could be at work there. And I'm not saying he doesn't, Nathan, but when you don't hear of a guy coming up, the questions tend to be, how well does he interview? How well does he present himself? Because the only way you're taking a guess at that. They thought Rob Chudzinski was a leader of men that they were happy with, and then decided during the course of his first season as an NFL head coach that he didn't have that desired quality, and they moved on. So I think they're going to be extra cautious in trying to define that this time around. But we want to get some more thoughts on this, right? So Mary Kay Cabot will join us to do that shortly.
Beautiful, and I like that she's going to be there. Before we do that, let's talk McDaniels real quickly. I know we have some sound. Dino, Adam Schefter talking about the McDaniels interview with the Browns.
I don't think he knows right now. I think that he's sifting through it. I could say this. They had a great meeting on Saturday. I know that Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner, made a mark on him, and Jimmy Haslam's a very impressive guy. I think when you look at it, Jimmy Haslam has a house in the summer. Where does Belichick have a house? Nantucket?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Haslam and Belichick live near each other in Nantucket. And I know that those two have had some kind of relationship, and I'm pretty sure that Josh has asked Bill for his opinion, and that Bill thinks very, very highly of Jimmy Haslam. So if there's one guy I think that could get Josh McDaniels to Cleveland, it would be the Browns owner, Jimmy Haslam. But I don't think that the Browns nor Josh have made a decision as to which way they want to go, but it certainly makes a lot of sense that it could wind up going that way.
Okay, yeah, Adam, that was, again, yep. Adam Schefter appearing on Boston Radio to break it down. And that's the thing, Nathan, does he want the Browns, even if they want him?
Right, that's the question, and I, you know, we all want these things to be answered very quickly. It seems like they will not be answered that quickly, but we will have an answer on this one way or the other. The Browns will have a new head coach here, maybe not this week, as you said, that Vic, but sooner rather than later. McDaniels, as we know, on the list of six names that we have heard thus far. When we come back, Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com will stop by with her latest on this coaching search and more right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.